Okay, so this conversation, this talk that we're about to have together, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, was born, honestly, out of a conversation that I had with some of you, and also with other Rebbeim in Yeshiva. You might find it more immediately relevant if you're in a certain chabur in the afternoon in the Yeshiva. But it doesn't matter really, because I think the points that we're going to raise are relevant to everybody wherever they are, regardless of how you spend your days here in Yeshiva, exactly which track or which, you know, it doesn't matter. All that stuff is absolutely relevant for the Yisodos that we're going to try to bring out over here. Hopefully the goal of this is that we should all just gain some perspective and some thought that will hopefully help mechazek us as we mamish turn the last corner of the Zman. We've been there to sell together, Baruch Hashem, for a year and a half already. We're holding out Rishchodesh El, Rishchodesh Adar, I'm sorry. This is coming next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's mamish the last 5 weeks. If that. It's not even 5 weeks, less than that. So it's a very important time to just reflect and focus on some very important points. Chazal teaches us a Gemara that says, "Ein adam lo meid el b'makom shelibo chafetz." What does that mean? It means that a person only learns literally where they want to learn. What does that mean? So there's different pshatim. One pshat means that, you know, I like to learn Yeshiva Torah Shraga. Don't tell me to go to KBY. I'm happy here. I feel comfortable here. So I want to learn here. And Chazal understood that. They don't want you to just learn in a place where you're not comfortable. I don't know, for most of us, probably if we went to some Chassidus Yeshiva somewhere in the middle of Me'eshorim, Me'eshurim. Besides Nathan, most of us probably would not be so comfortable there. Nathan would be comfortable, but most of us would be like, oh, what am I doing here exactly? Hello? Right? No, we'd all have it's not our zone. Chazal understood that. It also means, the Chazal tells us that a person should only learn what they want to learn. There are many kolim, basically, topically, that say, you know what, learn whatever you want. There's no like, okay, everyone's learning Maseches Gittin, everyone's learning Maseches Bava Kamma. No, it's called actually Libo Chafetz Kola. Whatever you want, based on this Chazal, learn whatever you want. But I think there's another important message in this line of Chazal. What's underlying the idea? What's the pshat in this? What are the Chazal trying to get across to us? It seems to me that what they're trying to say is that a person has to feel good about his learning. Why are they telling you to learn where you? Why are they not telling me to learn in one yeshiva? Why are they trying to tell me that I should learn the topic of Torah that I want to learn? Why don't they say, you know, you have to learn this first, learn Brachos, then learn Shabbos, then learn Pesachim. Doesn't say that anywhere. Why not? Why didn't they say that? The answer is because Chazal wanted us to understand. They wanted us to be comfortable with our learning. They wanted us to feel a certain sense of a comfort and a comfort zone in our learning. And that's this Chazal highlights that point. That this is important to Chazal. Learn in a comfortable way. Learn in a way that you feel good about your learning. Learn in a way that makes what you're doing resonate and sit well with you. And if that's happening, give out. If not, so then we consider a little bit, or try to figure out a way to make the situation better, because that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. In a similar vein, you know the Mishnah that says in Pirkei Avos, Ezeu Ashir, Asameach b'chelko. Good. What does that mean? Who's happy? Who's wealthy? The one who is happy with his lot. What does that mean? So what it means is, what's really our chelek? What's our chelek? What's chelko? What's the ikar chelek that you have?
Torah.
Right. It doesn't mean like, of course it also means you should be happy with your house and not be jealous of your friend's house. And you should be happy with your car, not want your friend's car. But the Ikar Chilak of a person is the Chilak in Torah, as we'll say a few times in these next few minutes, the same Chilak in Torah. Ezo Ashir, Asameach, he rejoices over his Chilak, his main Chilak. What's his main Chilak? His Chilak in Torah. We're supposed to be happy with our Chilak. We're supposed to feel a sense, this is my Chilak in Torah, and I love what I'm doing. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I feel good about my Chilak in Torah. You know what else Chazal mean when they say this Mishnah is Asher Asameh V'Chalko? Look around the room, don't really, but you could, or later, or a different time, or whatever. You see your friend, maybe he's even your roommate, maybe your chavrusa, who's maybe, you know, doing a little bit better than you are in learning. Says the Mishnah, Izu Asher, who's the really happy person, Asameach V'Chalko, what's Chalko mean?
Yes.
In his portion, my friend's portion. Happy for him. He's Shtayi. I'm happy for him. He's doing well in his learning, in his avodas Hashem. He's davening with the gishmak. I'm happy for him also. Rabbosai, simcha is a very, very important chelik of Talmud Torah. So much so, the pasuk says in Tehillim, we say it every Shabbos morning. It's almost definitional. It's almost part of the definition of Torah. What does it say in the pasuk? Which pasuk are we talking about? Okay, your time is up. Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chilev. What does that mean? It means the words of God, the words of the Torah, are Yesharim, they're straight. Misam Chilev. They make the heart happy. And if Torah is making us happy, which Baruch Hashem, we've experienced so much over the past time we have in Yeshiva, Kaval. And if Torah Chas V'Shalom, or a certain approach to Torah, is making me feel stressful, making me feel like, oh my gosh, this is too much for me, or choking me, or making me feel uncomfortable in any which way, and I have to ask myself, you know, what's wrong with this picture? What's the problem over here? It's a beautiful, beautiful pshat of the Dubni Magid on the pasuk. I believe the pasuk is in Yeshaya. It's in the Haftorah for Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk says, "V'lo osi karasa Yaakov ki yagata bi Yisrael." You didn't call me Yaakov. Because Yagata be, because you toiled in me, you sweated in me, Israel. Says the Dibnag the following mashal, you may have heard this mashal before. It's a Givaldic mashal. A person goes to a hotel. It's an old-fashioned hotel. Not a five-star hotel. Maybe a little bit more yeshivish situation of a hotel. And he comes in with a bag. And he checks into the hotel. And he says, okay, there's a bellboy, he'll come and bring your bag to your room, no problem. And he goes to his room and he's waiting for his bag to come. And the bag ain't coming. And he's looking for the bag, he's going down the hallway, where's my bag, where's my bag, where's my bag, where's my bag? And there's no bag. And finally, he sees this bellboy coming up the stairs. There's no elevator in this hotel, it's an old school hotel. And he's huffing and he's puffing and he's schwitzing. And he's like carrying this bag on his shoulder and he's like, I have your bag. And the guy says, I'm sorry, buddy. Don't even open it. It's not my bag. What do you mean? It's your bag. It's not my bag. My bag is light. My bag has very, very light things and feathers. If you're schwitzing like this, if you're sweating so much bringing this bag up, it's just not my bag. It's not my bag. It's wrong. Sorry. Find the owner. That's not my bag. Says the Dibnei Magid, "V'lo osi karasa Yaakov ki agata b'Yisrael." Yiddishkeit, Torah is supposed to be delightful, the biggest joy for a person in the world. If you're in a place where you feel like this is crushing me, this is crunching me, this is making me feel uncomfortable, then it's not Torah. Torah is not supposed to make a person feel choked or feel uncomfortable. Torah is supposed to make a person feel Shema. Prove it to me. One last proof for fun. Terachea, Darchei. What's Noam mean?
Pleasant.
It's pleasant. Noam. Shalom. All the ways of Torah are shalom. That's how it has to be. That's how it's supposed to be. That's what's meant to be in a person's learning of Torah, a person's involvement in Torah. A person's supposed to feel good. Libo chafet. A person's supposed to have a sense of simcha, of joy. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Nesam Chaleiv. A person's supposed to feel like, this is light, this is geshmak, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. One of the most biggest challenges in life for a person to have in learning and in life, in learning and in life, Abosai, is the challenge of balance. How do you balance life out? You look at me like, what's he talking about? Like, I have nothing to worry about in yeshiva. Like, you know, should I get falafel for lunch or should I just eat yeshiva's, you know, pizza? Big debate, you know, big shiloh. You know, should I play ball today or should I rest today or should I learn during the break? I'm not laughing at those decisions. Those are decisions. That's also balance. Now, it's like an old man that has gray hair on his head and his face. But I do have a little of that. I'm aware. Kachazet. Life is full. And as you get older and life becomes more complicated and more involved, the ultimate struggle of life is find the right balance. How much time should I be learning? How much time should I be working? How much time should I be with my family? How much time should I spend in the community? How much time should I spend on my parents, on my children, my grandparents? It's called life. It's called life. I was zochah this past Shabbos, my son's bar mitzvah. I had a chance to speak a little bit about this topic. It's a very, very important topic for us, b'chlal, especially now at the end of the Zman, particularly those guys that are struggling how fast to push, how much not to push to finish off Seches Gittin, when, during the Zman, after the Zman. There's an amazing machshava, amazing thought. Hashem was mazmin, my eyes and my ears to see. 13 years ago, when my son Tzachi was born, I said over this Vardar Shalom Zachar, 13 years ago, and I said it over again as my mitzvah. Most people forgot about it, so it worked out well for me. I was able to repeat it, it's past Shabbos. But what's the Vardar? I'll tell you just a regular achas, and I'll try to explain how it applies to us. The Vardar is that if you look at Parashat Yisro, this past six parasha, and even Mishpatim as well, so there's a lot of focus on Shmiah, hearing. Yishma Yisro. Moshe listens to Yisro and he listens to his advice. What's the focus on Shmiya, hearing. This is partially out of it every. End of the parasha you have Naseh ve
Nishma.
Why so much hearing? Listen to a vart. I'm going to just cut straight to the punchline. I'll leave out the fancy footwork in it. The punchline is as follows. The punchline is that the sword of Shmiya is balance. Because the word ozen, which means to what? It's an ear, that's where you hear, in your ear. And the word scale, moznayim, are the same thing. And in fact, the balance of a person, the main balance of a person is where? In their ears. It's not the actual ear, it's a little bit deeper. My oncologist cousin that was there for Shabbos corrected me in the middle of my shiur, so I'll correct myself. It's not exactly the ear, it's more deeper in, or exactly, I don't know exactly what he's talking about. Whatever the case may be, ozen and izun. Izun means balance. Ozen and moznayim are the same thing. And the Torah is telling us the following thing. You're about to get the Torah, and the Torah is to be the source for you in life of the ultimate izun, balancing it. You want to know how much to learn and how much to work? You want to know how much to focus on this and how much on that? Torah is the source of all the balance. The Shmiya goes together with the Torah because the Torah is what helps us find that perfect balance between all the different elements that exist in our lives. And therefore we have a focus on Shmiya before Torah. It's the same idea. But both say balance is so key. Balance is so key in learning, balance is so key in life. I would say the most important thing, and I've heard this story a lot of times, I apologize for the chazar. The most important thing that you get out of your yeshiva experience is not finishing Maseches Gittin necessarily, or Bava Kama, if that was on your wish list or whatever. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing that you get about from yeshiva is a love of learning. The most important thing that you get from yeshiva is that you feel connected to your learning, that you feel like this is Kihim Chayinu Baruch Yemeinu Uvam Ne'egim V'Laila. That's the most important thing. Not everyone's, I mean, hopefully everyone's going to be learning after leave yeshiva, for sure, in Rosh Hashanah.
Amen.
For the rest of their lives. But, Amen. But l'maisa, you know, life pulls you. And college pulls you. And things pull us. If you have that foundation, that love, that appreciation for Torah, then it doesn't matter what comes. You'll be able to anchor yourself in learning the Talmud Torah. If you have Maseches Gittin under your belt and you know it backwards and forwards, but you hate it, Chas v'Shalom, and you feel like, you know, it choked you because it didn't allow you to do anything else that you wanted to do this year, Chas v'Shalom, if you feel that way, I know that no one feels that way, Mahamish, then we lost. That wasn't a score. And a net. Of course, every word of Torah that you gain is yours forever, and every plot Gemara that you learned is yours forever. And not only is it yours forever, it's yours for eternity. And it's netzach netzachim, and we can't even imagine what that even means. And we should really have a dance right now. I'm not going to do in the middle of this talk. Maybe afterwards, or maybe not. But we should have a dance. We should mamash dance every single day in the Beis Medrash. When we go home from, when we walk down to our room after a long day in the Yeshiva, we should be dancing for joy over the opportunity we had to sit and learn Hashem's Torah in Yerushalayim Bir HaKodesh, no less. We should be mamash jumping for joy. Jackpot, ching 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 ching. You know, like you put a coin in the machine, the slot machine, all of a sudden the money comes in. Like, ah, oh my God! We should be mamash feeling that joy should be mamash evident on our faces and our hearts every single day when we come to Yeshiva and we leave Yeshiva, because that's what I'm doing. That's the goal of this whole experience. If we're feeling that way as we turn the final corner of Yeshiva, then we're doing great. If we're feeling a little bit more of other things that I mentioned a little before, even a little bit of that stuff, then we're missing the main yisur of what Yeshiva is about, what learning is supposed to do. The Mishnah says in the Brisa says Navo says 48 kinyanim of Torah. One of them is simcha. If you're not enjoying what you're doing, if you don't feel a connection to it, so then you missed out on a major aspect. I'm not going to read this inside, but if you look in the 19th paragraph of the Sefer Sharim, it describes the joy a person should feel when over Hashem. Describes how lucky I am. I'm zocha to stand before Hashem. There's no one like Him to learn His Torah, to do His mitzvos, which is the ultimate of existence. Holy smoke! Wow, doesn't say holy smoke, but you get the idea. I think you get the idea over here. You get the idea. So I want to just close with two practical takeaways besides the general idea. The general idea was given over. What I wanted to say until now was just. Was one point that we're supposed to be enjoying our learning. That's the ikar. That's the ikar. It doesn't mean that if you're not feeling it today, you shouldn't learn, like Rabbi Slovman said before so beautifully. Nasa v'nishma means that even if I'm not feeling so motivated and excited today, I still come to learn also for sure. But the big picture goal, the overarching objective that we have in Yeshiva is to feel a real bond, the connection to the Talmud Torah. And Tavuris Hashem, not just the Talmud Torah, Tavuris Hashem, the Chesed, to Yiddishkeit, to Shabbos, to Zilchah Shabbos slot officially. Those that don't come every time, you're welcome to come. Those that come, you're welcome to come back tomorrow at this time at the Shem. But the point is, to Yiddishkeit, to Yiddishkeit. I want to just now share two very important points. Most people don't have a sefer in front of them. I'll use this as a prop. The wisest man, Shlomo HaMelech, said the following thing. It says in Mishlei, Lev Chacham Li'imino, Lev Ksil L'smolo. It means that the heart of the wise person is Li'imino, to the right, and the heart of the foolish person is to the left. What does that mean? Where's your heart? Everyone has a heart in the same place. What does it mean? The wise man's heart is to the right, and the foolish man's heart is to his left. What does that mean? So one shot that I heard that I like very much on this topic, right? I think it's very, very relevant to what's going on now towards the end of this month. I'm trying to figure out, how do I push forward and still chazer? How do I make sure I know the Masech as best I can, but still make sure that I'm chazering, that I'm going right there, that I'm finding the right balance in my learning? If you take any sefer, and you open it up, a Jewish sefer, which goes from right to left. So any given sefer, you have pages on the right and pages on the left. Pages on the right are pages that you learned already. And pages on the left are pages that you don't learn yet. And the Chacham says, you know what? Look but I learned already. You know what that does for him? It propels him to learn more. Because he feels a sense of accomplishment. He feels a sense of success. And success breeds success. When you feel like you're accomplishing, you want to accomplish more. You feel like you're not accomplishing. The Ksil says, oh my gosh. Molyan Dav Zayin. Am I ever going to finish Dav Vav Amud Beis and Be'ian? Am I ever going to see Dav Tes Be'ian? You know what? Beis is pretty impressive. Gimel is pretty impressive. Dal is pretty impressive. Hey is pretty impressive. Vav. Maybe you'll get Dav Tes. Maybe you won't. Who knows? But you know what? If you let that, you know, oh my gosh, overwhelm you and take you over, you're a Ksil. That's what Shlomo Melech says. Relish in your accomplishment. Appreciate what you've accomplished. Take stock now. 5 weeks left before this month is over. Take stock now and say, wow. Wow, did I ever think when I was in 12th grade and I have a Yudin Shir in DRS, I balls in Shir. Who doesn't? Like Cohen Shir in DRS. Did I ever think I'd be sitting in Yeshiva, Shana Bet, you know, really on her pounding away and learning. Like I'm learning now, I never thought that way. I was in Hafter. I was in Chveis. I don't know. I was in Dot. I was in, I don't know. Fill in the blank. I don't know. Lots of places. I was in the...
King's College.
Whatever you are. Whatever we were. I was here. I was there. We should celebrate. And we should recognize that. And whether you get to the finish line or not, before this mountain is over, is not relevant at all. Doesn't matter. And you know what? It's very personal. Some people feel like, I have to get it. That's my nature. I got to do that. And others are like, it's fine if I don't. I'll just finish during in his mountain. I won't even finish. You know what? If you learn 30 blad of Gittin, that's not an accomplishment. If you learn 20 blad of Gittin, that's not an accomplishment. I haven't learned 6 blad of Gittin this year, personally. I didn't learn Gittin Bikis at all. So what? So I'm going to start going, I'm going to go to the house and cry? My wife, you know, I'll call her up before I leave. Come to her. Don't let me in the house today because I'm a good for nothing. I only learned 6 blad of Gittin. And the guys, and the Shana Bet guys learned 6D blad, or they're pushing towards 9D blad. And I only learned 6 blad. So I'm a nobody. I'm a good for nothing. Am I crazy? Chas v'shalom. Everybody has their job. Everybody has their task. There's no two people in this room that are the same. No two people have the same mission in life. And no people have the same chelik in Torah. You know why? Because no people have the same brain, have the same nisyonos. Everybody has their challenges. Everybody has their situations. Everyone has their matzavim. I know a lot of you well, some of you not as well, but I know that everybody has their pekel. Everyone has their situation. Everyone has their challenges. Whatever they could be. They could be social. They could be familial. They could be a million. They could be personal. It doesn't make a difference what they are. I'll tell you something else. I don't know. Is everybody on the same level of brain power? Everyone has the same memory storage? Everyone has the same drive in this room to learn? No way. You know what? Everyone has their opportunity, their chelik in Torah. What's awesome about Torah is that Gittin has a place for every single person to be kone in his way. And that's beautiful. And that's special. And that's meaningful. And that's exactly what the Rosh Hashanah wants from you. JK, sorry to just call you out. The Baruch Shalom does not want you to have Noam's chilek in Maseches Gittin. He doesn't. He wants Noam to have his chilek in Gittin. You need to have your chilek in Gittin. That's how we daven in Tefillah. We're saying Chalkeinu B'sor HaSecher. Hashem, give me my chilek in the Torah. I don't want his chilek. Ezu Asher Asmei Al Chalk. I'm happy for him to have his chilek in Torah. Let me have my chilek in my Torah. And even though it's true, yeshivas are very much competitive, because I'm looking around, I'm seeing this guy's, oh my gosh, it's 12:30 and I'm leaving and it's 12:43 and he's still here. Oh my gosh. I must be a failure. And there is something to it called Kinas Sofer Tarbe Chachma. But that's not the main thing of yeshiva. It's not a rat race to see who could finish the board in the Vlasky challenge. Who could do the six first and be done. I had a Talmud once in one of these workouts that made me so sick. The kid didn't learn the whole year. Anything almost. But like he needed to finish first the workout. So he just like, you know, did nothing for a few days in yeshiva. Nothing. I mean, he did ones, twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes, shut his gemara, and just checked out for the rest of the year. What a score! It's not a score. I mean, yeah, the gemara, you look at this is gemara. And the hours, there's hours, but that's not our goal over here. First the finish line win. Mazeh. That's not how it works in Torah and Avodas Hashem. It's not like that. I want to just close with this last point. You can say it in two ways, but I'll say it in this way. You can say it in either way. In davening, there's two rules in davening. I'll say it in both ways very quickly. It says in Hilchos Tefillah, there's a halach in Shulchan, it says, Tov ma'at b'kavana, meharbe b'li kavana. Which means it's better to do a little bit with kavana than daven a lot without kavana. Shechter Paskas halach alamaisa to many high schools around the world that they shouldn't say the entire Urachim every single Monday and Thursday. Why? Because it's too long for the kids. Better to split it up, half on Monday, half on Thursday. And this way they'll say half with kavana. It's better to say half with kavana than the entire day without kavana. Do you ever thought that? Because of Shechter's Pesach. This is a real thing. Or another way Chazal teaches us, they say, Echad amarbe, Echad amame, whether you do a little or you do a lot, Echad amarbe, Uvash echad ni Rosh Hamayim. Purim is coming up. Now, some people feel like, oh, I got to drink a lot on Purim. I found out today, I'm going to be Zohar, Amir Tashem, I'm the bouncer at your suit of Barbara Goldsberg. So just be careful. And don't throw anything at me. Don't throw my behavior in my face. When I give you a hard time, don't say, oh, but you, don't do that to me. Some people are going to drink a little, some people won't drink at all, some people will drink a little more than a little bit. The most important thing when it comes to drinking is, okay, what's your motivation over here? Are you motivated because you want to be over at Hashem and you want to come to a higher level of the Dekos Hashem? Are you motivated because you like the taste of wine and you like the thrill that you have and you like to be high? Lord, get me high, higher and higher and higher and higher. Like Rav Shlomo says in the song. You feel what I'm saying? The same thing applies when it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to learning. A person has to do his best. A person has to try to find the right balance of doing what's best for me. And it's impossible that the same thing is what's best for all of you. It's impossible. That's why there's different shiurim, even within some shiurim, there's different chaburos. That's great. Abusai, I implore of you, if you're in a good place with this discussion, if you feel good about what you're holding, stay there and be mechazik it. If you're feeling a little bit like you could use a little chizik in this area, so reach out. You can feel free to reach out to me, reach out to Rabbi Goldschmidt, if you're in his shir, Rabbi Glad, if you're in his chavura shir, if you're in Rifa shir in the morning, reach out to Rifa. If you have another Rebbe that you talk to, because he's a Sha'alf Rebbe, you still talk to him. Talk to Rabbi Kunzler, I don't know. Or any rabbi, just shouting out at you. Whatever the case, maybe talk to whoever you want to talk to. But the main thing is that you shouldn't lose the, as the expression goes, some people get lost in the forest, they forget about the tree. Don't get lost. Don't get lost in the forest. Don't get lost. Don't lose out on the main goal. The main goal that we're trying to accomplish over here. The main goal is that we feel a Ava Rabba Avtanu, Ava Solom Beis Yisrael. We feel like we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing in this world, not just for this year or for last year, but for life. Because it's Mamash Kein Chayenu. And so I just want to close with a tefillah, a bracha. We should be Zoche, each one, to find their chilek in Torah. Everyone should be Sameach B'chelko, both pshatim. Your chilek in Torah. You should be Sameach for your friend's chilek in Torah. We should be zocheh to enjoy the Torah, to taste the sweetness of the Torah, to appreciate the unbelievable gift that we have in learning yeshiva, to take advantage, to maximize the last amount of time we have in this round of yeshiva. We should be zocheh, Emir Tashem. Two, if we're in the parasha of Naaseh V'Nishma, and Nishma means balance, we should be zocheh to find the perfect balance for each and every one of us in our lives that gives us a sense, on the one hand, of pushing ourselves, because if you're not pushing yourself, you're also not going to feel a sense of accomplishment. So, push yourself on the one hand, but also make sure you push yourself in a healthy way, in a balanced way, in a way that you feel like you're doing the right thing. Shuzuk, to find that balance, to have Naaseh V'Nishma, and to end his mind as strong as possible, and to use it in Hashem, like we mentioned before, as a springboard on the right hand side, to accomplish more and more in Avodas Hashem, and learning, and davening, and chesed in all ways of Avodas Hashem. Have a wonderful day.